morning, ladies and gentlemen. Live off the airwaves of 91.3 WHJE. We have Hound Pound Sports Talk here on this lovely Thursday SRT. I'm Hound Pound Sports Talk, Jay Sterry, and he finally showed up. Mr. Charlie Maurer, good to see you once again. And in the studio now, we have a very special guest, senior guard for the girls basketball team and fellow WHJE staff member, Reagan Hune. What's up, Reagan?
What's up, guys? Thanks for having me on the show.
Yeah, no problem. Been a starter, but not really been having a huge leadership role.
Right. Okay. So from last year, I was more of a role player. I was just trying to do my specific part and just finishing that puzzle. Like, I was just a piece of the puzzle last year. Now I have a completely different role. I have to be the leader. I have to be vocal. I have to keep everybody composed and just really step into that leadership role. And obviously, based on the scores and all of our records so far, it hasn't been easy, but I'm doing my best. All of the seniors are doing their best. So,
yeah, eighth grade for him. And now he's moving up as a freshman, you know, under that varsity role, putting up 14 points against a really good Zionsville team as well, of course, led by Isaiah Thompson. Who, again, I believe is going to Purdue.
Yeah, P.J. Thompson's little brother.
Right, yeah, he's committed to Purdue, a fantastic player. We knew that Zionsville was going to be a really tough opponent, especially, you know, early in the season for the Cromwell Grands, but like you talked about, John Michael Malloy, the star center, and then also Peter Suter stepping up as the freshman, providing a lot of points and just overall. I mean, he went 7-for-8 from the field, you know? I mean, he only missed one shot. I mean, that's a key role. Not only does he bring to the offensive table, but also the defensive side of the ball as well. Just all around having a fantastic. It looks like he's going to have a really good year.
He has a lot of hustle. And actually, I was privileged enough to sit down and talk to Pete Sear. And one thing that he really talked about is that he wanted to always, even though he's young, he wanted to show that he's always hustling. He's going after every loose ball, every rebound, because he wanted to contribute as much as he can. And actually, looking at this stat line, at the game right now, the Greyhounds actually shot the ball 57% the entire game as a team. So very good shooting overall, and they actually held Zionsville shooting. They actually held Zionsville to only shooting 39% the entire game. So overall, good defense being played, which actually is very interesting because at the beginning of the game it was very sloppy play. You actually were at the game with me, but yeah. Beginning of the game was very sloppy on both sides of the ball.
I think that's early season jitters for the Cromwell Greyhounds. You know, we have some new players on this team stepping up, like Peter Suter stepping up into a big role in this varsity team. A lot of young guys on this team. And I mean, we even saw with the girls varsity basketball team, a lot of young players on that team, and they struggle with, you know, when it comes to turnovers, keeping possession of the ball and just execution on the offensive side of the ball. And we saw that a little bit from the Cromwell Greyhounds boys basketball team there in the first half. But you really saw them kind of step up in the second half as well, able to come down the stretch and get some key points down the stretch and pull away with the victory. So, I mean, you could say, honestly, I would just say it's early game jitters, early season jitters for this team. And I think they have a huge, you know, a bright future for them. I think they're going to go really far in this the postseason for sure.
Absolutely. One thing we also talked about too is we saw Andrew Owens, who was actually injured for the early part of the year, making his first start of the year. And also one thing I really noticed too is Luke Hetty, who we predominantly know in his sophomore and junior year as a shooter, becoming more of a slasher, going to the basket a lot more, being more aggressive. He wasn't taking that many threes. He was going to the basket a lot more, going in on the bigger guys, which is something you really want to see. So actually, and the Greyhounds played two. That was Jingle Bell Rock right there. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Hound Pound Sports Talk. Jay Sterry, Charlie Maurer. Now, in the studio with us, we have a very special guest, a very predominantly tall figure around the halls of Carmel High School, Mr. John Michael Malloy. Thanks for stopping on, JM.
Thank you.
All right. University next year, a school known for its basketball history, you know, and its success, you know, around the early 2000s, have pros like Gordon Hayward now playing for the Celtics. You know, what intrigued you about Butler?
Definitely just the fit. They were really the first high major offer to really see something in me, and that did something for me. I saw that they really wanted to do something with me, and were generous enough to give me an offer. And when I went there, my dad swam for Illinois, and he kind of told me, because he's been through that process already before, he goes, "You'll kind of just know." And even though it was my first high major offer, after that visit, I envisioned myself like, I want to go here. I know I can do something for this program. And also, I mean, it's close to home. I still have a little brother in seventh grade that I love watching grow up and playing basketball, and he just started up football again. And also the Carmel community. I love being a part of the Carmel basketball, and it's not going to stop just after this year. I always want to be a part of it, and I want to come back and help in any way possible.
All right, so we're going to attack, but honestly, overall, in the whole sense of the game, I feel like the Carmel front seven had a pretty good hand on the line of scrimmage. I feel like Romero Ellie didn't have a lot of success through the entire game. He just gashed this defense. You know, one of them was a 70-yard touchdown run. You know, I feel like overall the Carmel defensive line handled Romeo Elliott pretty well. It's just those, you know, those shots against them, you know, those one-hit wonders, I guess. I don't know what you want to call it. But, like, those just big plays just really killed them down the stretch. But overall, I feel like the Carmel defensive front seven played well.
I agree, and I think the problem with Warren is their lineup is so deep where not even that it's deep, they're all athletic, and they all have the ability to make those plays. I mean, even the guys that you look at on their line that look like they're, you know, 200-300 pounds, they're still moving and they're still getting those tackles where needed, because that whole lineup, just whoever they put in, was able to get stuff done on the field, and that's just something that we weren't able to see from Carmel, unfortunately. But yeah, definitely credit where credit is due.
And one thing too I talked about with someone in the station is that Warren Central next year, they're not going to be as good. They're going to lose a lot, pretty much an entire offensive big three of Jaden George, Romeo Elliott, David Bell. And so we talked about this. I don't know if you guys agree with me. I think it might be Center Grove next year. That's going to be the big opponent for Carmel.
Yeah, I mean, Carson Steele, the running back who tore up Carmel's defense in the regular season, pretty much single-handedly beat the Carmel Greyhounds defense, I believe, week three in the regular season. He's a junior now. I mean, that's scary. I mean, he was a sophomore this year, and he gashed the Carmel defensive front seven. Might be the best front seven that Carmel's ever seen. But Carson Steele, a junior now, I mean, that's all you need to say, honestly. I mean, I think it's true. I think Carmel, especially, too. I think Carmel Center Grove is going to be the battle for the state next year. Carmel, again, Gabe Cookie coming back, Dylan Downing coming back, Zach White coming back, even a lot of defensive players coming back. So I feel like it's definitely going to be Center Grove and Carmel next year.
I'll tell you what matchup I'm excited, though, is for Carmel Warren Central basketball.
Yeah,
I think that's going to be a great game.
For sure. All right, but a quick shout-out to Sam Wexler, Ethan Duramo, Charlie Maurer for doing a good job of calling football this year. And yeah, that's going to wrap up the show right now from all of us here at Hound Pound Sports Talk. Thank you so much for listening to the show. We will be back in two Thursdays for our next show. You've been listening to Hound Pound Sports Talk, only on 91.3 WHJE.